Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Farley Toll Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the annual kickoff to summer. Pete's going to pay tolls on the AC Expressway today from 4 to 5. I saw him. He's doing it all in cash. He's running around from toll booth to toll booth. Is it fun up here, by the way? Place to stop by on your way down the shore, you know, got to go to the bathroom or whatever, pick up some produce while you're at it.
Yeah.
Speaking of going to the bathroom, joining us, as he does every Friday at 3, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot's call-in is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars or trucks are so cheap, cheap. Elliot, what does Memorial Day weekend look like in the Shore Parks household?
Well, it's fun, right? I mean, I feel like it's a weekend to have a good time. I'm away right now visiting my friend in the Hamptons, going to see Beyonce on Sunday. So we got
a
nice
true white girl summer, huh?
Exactly. Get the surfside going. Exactly right. Maybe an espresso martini. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Wow, the Hamptons. I didn't realize you rolled like that.
Going to see the Queen Bee Sunday?
Yeah, Beehive. You know what it is. Like going on Sunday. Yeah.
Wow. How much are we paying you, man?
3.5 hours. Yeah, not enough, I'll tell you that. But it's a fun time. I mean, but her concert's 3.5 hours. I actually think no concert should be over an hour. Like, I just want to hear.
Wait a minute.
Over an hour? Are you crazy?
Nah.
For the amount that you're paying, I want at least a 2 hour
concert. She doesn't even have 3.5 hours worth of good songs.
Yes, she does.
Well, come on.
She's been around for 30 years.
What are you talking about, Fritz?
Yeah. I just want to hear the hit.
Don't disrespect the Queen.
Don't
disrespect the Queen.
So I would say 90 minutes is perfect, but 3.5 hours is horrible. That's like Springsteen or whatever. It's too much.
Two and a half, only because she has so much music. And she's an actual entertainer.
See, Metallica will do 2.5 tonight, and around 1:45, I'm gonna start looking at the door, being like, "Well, I already heard most of the songs I want to hear."
Can I say this?
Yeah,
I understand music is music, and you like what you hear.
Yeah,
looking at Metallica ain't looking at Beyonce.
Have you ever looked at the internet? There's plenty of stuff to look at on the internet.
If you're going to the concert,
yeah,
you're not gonna be disappointed looking at Beyonce.
I'd rather look at Metallica.
Nah, hell no.
Well, Metallica also has no hits. Beyonce has a ton of bangers. So
Metallica has no hits.
You are. This is a
you're a moron.
Yeah. Abort. Yeah. Abort mission, Elliot. Abort.
I'm with you, E. I'm with you, brother.
I've never been at a bar and it's like, let's put Metallica on. So I think
let me ask you this.
Well, what bar's putting Beyonce?
Yeah, let me ask you this, dummy.
Well, my bar later. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
All right, dummy. Let's imagine we're at a football game and Enter Sandman comes on or any Beyonce song. Which gets the better reaction?
Well, guess what? I'm not planning my
party. I was going to say, at a football game, yes.
At an NFL game. Yeah, you putting the Rocky theme song on when you're out at night?
Well, too? I don't know. When you go to a bar, you don't think anybody likes Enter Sandman?
No.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Well, you're 40. You shouldn't be hanging out at bars anymore anyway, to be quite honest with you.
Well, good news. I'm 37. So
We round up on this show.
Yeah.
I know. Well, the one benefit I will say to a 3.5-hour concert is it's plenty of time to, like, leave and go buy merch. Like, I'm fine skipping 5 or 6 songs.
So that's
the one.
Go get dinner.
I was with you all the way till you said go buy merch. What type of merch are you buying?
I'm buying it all. I mean,
I'm a big merch guy too. Yeah, I'm a merch guy.
No, so hold on.
If you need anything.
It's now you're going to a rock concert.
Yep.
He's going to a Beyonce concert.
Yeah, what's he gonna wear?
What type of merch?
$135 Beyonce hoodie.
Well, I'll let you know when I come in for Tuesdays with Ellie. You better believe I'm gonna have a Cowboy Carter hoodie on. So you get
that. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
How do you cover football?
So. Elliot, you know, as we wrap up debate days this week, you know, we have one more. We have Broads versus Al coming up before. Just wanted to go over yours and talk about how you thought you did. The Now, versus DeCamera on the Tush Push, how did that go, do you think?
I thought that was a relatively tame debate. I mean, obviously, I won that debate. Joe's now debated me twice, and I've gotten every single vote for me. He hasn't won a single vote against me in 2 years.
He's actually a really bad debater, like one-on-one.
He's really not. Yeah, it's just not his strength.
And that's because
he doesn't want to pick a side.
He sits on that show in the morning, and he controls everything, and he talks over everybody. He's the only one who gets to talk, and they don't push back against him enough. So then when he does get someone who pushes back against him, he doesn't really know how to come back at it.
It's just like the old morning show. A thousand voices, no pushback.
Well, I will say, as someone that is on all three shows, you definitely cut your teeth in the afternoon show. Like that is where,
for sure.
Like,
yes.
Like you guys dispersing amongst the other shows is unfair. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like welcome to Terror Dome on the afternoon show. But once you're in, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
And you're in.
Yeah, it's like a gang. Like, you know?
Well, that's why nobody else out debates you on the station.
Right.
Besides
Rhea.
That's
what I thought until I went up against Rhea.
Well, okay. So you debated Rhea. Now, we have a clip of this. I have not heard this entire debate. You debated Rhea about whether Josh Harris is a good owner. Here is a sort of like a supercut or a clip of that debate.
People are so focused on the fact they haven't caught up
the
second round.
It's a great thing that he bought the things for the Knicks. Yeah. How about buying the Washington Commanders and sitting his butt in the link with a Commanders thing on while there was a lot of Sixers fans in that building?
That's just a new reality of ownership.
You can't defend that with a straight face.
I'm not defending
you.
You
are.
It's the reality of what it is. It is the reality.
All right.
A lot of teams own different teams. This is an
ass whooping, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Elliot, not on mic or something? Were you losing so badly you were backing away from the mic? It sounded like you were in the middle of the room.
I could tell I was in trouble when I got in to do the debate. Rhea left her update studio, came in, and sat directly next to me with a pile of paper. At that point, I could tell. I mean, look, there's a reason Rhea's a GOAT, you know? I mean, she's a radio legend. Like, she was ready for it. What I would say, though, is that Josh Harris is obviously a good owner. So locally, I think people would probably say I lost that debate. I think if we put 10 objective people who knew nothing, they would all agree that I proved the point that Josh Harris is, in fact, a good owner. I would say somewhat very good, but certainly good. He's not a great owner, but he's definitely a good owner. But, yeah, no, I ran into a buzzsaw without question.
Well, and like also, by the way, sometimes the true skill of debating is winning a debate when you're on the wrong side. You know, like,
right.
So
yes.
I agree with you that Josh Harris is this is what I say about Josh Harris. Just if the Sixers were owned by 23 other owners in the NBA, they would realize that Josh Harris is a better owner. Now, objectively, nobody cares about that. Even the previous two owners to the Sixers, Harold Katz and then Ed Snyder, both worse owners than Josh Harris has been.
What about Adam Aaron?
Adam Aaron was CEO under Josh Harris.
The $2 playoff.
Yeah, so that was part of the Josh Harris.
I think, too, it depends on what you want to prioritize. Like, if you want to prioritize winning and spending money, then Josh Harris has absolutely done a good job of that. I agree. There are definitely things he's done that I understand why fans don't like him. Fine Washington. Rhea brought up cutting salaries during COVID. I knew I was in trouble when she brought that up. Like, so there was... there's things
good luck arguing that, Elliot.
Yeah. There's things he's done that obviously... And I get he's not connected the way Lurie is, but you bring up other owners, Spike. I think that we compare Josh Harris to Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey Lurie might be, if not the best owner in sports, he certainly is, you know, a great owner that does everything you would want. So, yeah, Josh Harris is not that, but Josh Harris does the two most important things. He spends money and he sets the team up for success, and they have been successful before last year. Off the court stuff's not great, but on the court, they're way better with him than they were when, like, Ed Snyder and Comcast was running them.
Well, here's what I'll throw in into this as it pertains to Joshua Harris, and I've always said this. You say those are the two most important things. That's debatable. I would throw this in there, whether it's number three or two or one, being relatable and connecting. And that's the biggest strike against Joshua Harris.
Yeah.
Is that no one here feels like he's one of us. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest knock against him. He doesn't feel like he's one of us.
I agree with that. I think that part of that is just his personality, which can't be changed. It's just not...
No, his actions. Well, the actions.
But, I mean, not to get back into to debate day, but, like, he is at a lot of Sixers games. Last year, he bought the tickets.
I don't care about him being at Sixers games. How about him being present?
He owns the team.
So what? He's going to sit down there courtside every once in a while when it's a big game and it's a photo op. That's not the point anybody's making. How about connecting in the community? That's all I'm saying. It's something that fans would feel. Like they understand real from being phony. They know that. They know what a photo op is. He's rich. He's connected to four different cities. So he can't love being a Philadelphian. Because he's professing his love for others. But that's the what I'm saying is, as it pertains to fans, that's a big part of it. That's a huge part of it. How could you not recognize that being here?
No, I do recognize that.
That's a huge part of it.
It is, but I think it's something where it only becomes a big part of it when the person is spending and winning. Like, if you told me I could have an owner that spent whatever the team needed, or was cheap and was in the community and was like one of us, I'll take the owner that spends all the money. So I think that, like, we can only focus on the off-the-court stuff with him because on the court, he has done everything you could really ask for in an owner for the most part. I know they haven't gotten
out of it. He's put his money up. He's not present. He's opened his checkbook. Hold on. He's opened his checkbook, and he's allowed GM after GM to spend money and run roughshod. And as a matter of fact, hold on. He also allowed, whether it was Sam Hinkie, which I was in favor of, but they were an embarrassment to the NBA, and he allowed it. He allowed several different like ideas as far as how you should run it to be done. Where was he at as a part of what was going on?
Yeah, but
I mean, you literally had a GM tweeting about on a burner account, like, and it's like his wife, like, that stuff was embarrassing, and he's the owner.
I agree the Burnergate was absolutely embarrassing. The Sam Hinkie thing, I think he should be commended for
it was an embarrassment to the league.
But it set
the They lost 30-something straight games. They were 1-33.
Right, but then the next 5 or 6 years, they were legit NBA final contenders. So, like, obviously the process was worth it. And the fact that he had the backbone as an owner until the end when he did get bullied.
What backbone?
The fact that he was
He wasn't even here. Backbone. He was running the Devils or some other team while this team was an embarrassment to the NBA.
But
he didn't care
on purpose. They were an embarrassment.
Yeah, and he allowed that, and he was absent.
It was worth it.
Elliot, what I'm saying is, for a lot of people, and I'm with you, I was on board with it. What I'm saying is, a lot of people weren't on board with it.
Right, I get that for sure.
A lot of people weren't on board with that.
But I also think there's something to be said about being an owner that does what's right for the team as opposed to just doing what the public wants. Like, I think Middleton, for as much as Middleton is, like, the complete opposite of Josh Harris, Middleton, you know, you can feel like he really, really wants to win the trophy. I respect that about him, and he, you know, he relates with fans. I also think the Phillies can sometimes be a little impacted by what the public thinks. Like, for better or worse, Josh Harris probably has no idea what anybody's saying about his team, right? So, like, I do think, like, the process, that was a good ownership move. Paying Daryl Morey, good ownership move. Paying Doc Rivers, good ownership move. And I will take an owner that cuts checks if I had to pick one or the other. Ideally, you want both, which is Jeffrey Lurie. But I'll tell you this. If the Eagles were going 5-2 every year, no one would care about Jeffrey Lurie being like Mr. Philadelphia and everything he does. Those are only good stories because the Eagles win all the time. And then on top of that, it makes him a good owner. But the winning and the money is the first part of being a good owner. And that is why I think he's definitely a good owner, but not a great owner.
No, let me tell you, I can give you several different other reasons why Jeffrey Lurie is a great owner. How he, what he's done and what he's done. Hold on. Winning is also a part of spending money, having being a forward thinker when it comes to hiring practices, people he's given second chances to. Like Jeffrey Lurie has done a lot more than it's just about winning. Football
no, I agree, but I'm saying that, like, the first part of being an owner, the number one most important thing is, does team win? Like, that is, right?
Sure.
So that's, and I also think, for what it's worth.
But you're also bringing up Jeffrey Lurie in comparison to Joshua Harris. As if Joshua Harris teams have won on any level that's to the level of the Eagles.
Well,
his teams have come up short.
Before this becomes me comparing Josh Harris to Jeffrey Lurie.
Okay.
Jeffrey Lurie is a better owner. But the only point I'm making is the reason Jeffrey Lurie is a great owner, the first two, are because of what he does for the team in terms of giving money and the winning. And then also what makes him then one of the best owners in sports is who he is, how he relates. Like, all those things are true. You brought up Josh Harris, like how Jeffrey Lurie has good hiring practice and forward thinking. Like, I would actually argue the Sixers do that quite a bit, too. Like, this.
Right. You know what? We have Pete here. I'm not.
Pete's enjoying this.
Yeah, yeah. Pete, do you want to hear Elliot continue to argue about Josh Harris?
Sure, why not?
All right, go ahead. Continue, Elliot.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly. I was never going to win. Look, Pete, I talk about a great owner, right?
You want
to talk
about
that? Yeah. Keep talking. You're the best
owner in the city, yeah.
All right, Elliot.
Forget that tornado. You stay on.
Yeah. Enjoy the Hamptons. All right,
I
Elliot.
Will. All right, I'll see you guys later.
Alrighty.
All right, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. Took the debate he got his ass kicked on the most this week and then had to do it again against you.
For no reason.
Yeah, poor Elliot. What's up, Pete?
What's up, guys?
Enjoy that in Hamptons.
Pete Scirocchi here with us.
Peter!
Getting set to pay the toll of the AC Expressway, 4 to 5.
Four to five, yeah.
And do you pay? Is it all in cash? Do you cut a check? How does this work? Do they have Venmo?
Quarters.
Okay.
Quarters. Yeah. They're getting rid of the pennies, so now I'm in a quarters.
Yeah, and look at this. The sun's shining right on time.
Yeah, that's not always good. More cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen,
you think people sort of time their.
There are people that pull over.
Yeah.
And then people tell me.
Yeah.
People come up to me at the store and they go, "You know what? That was a great thing you do." It goes, "I have to buy you a beer. I waited on the side of the road until it was time."
There you go.
I'm not kidding. Like, people come up to me, they bring, "Are you Pete?" Yeah. "You paid the toll for me. I got there at the right time this year."
And how many years have you been doing this?
I don't know. I think it's 8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah, every bit of it. Yeah.
It's a good bit,
man. We used to do the thing
like
at Hershey Park.
Yep.
We used to do Hershey Park. Yeah. Wow. You know, that was fun, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember the Hershey Park. You and Michael B. were at Hershey Park, right?
That's almost a decade.
Yeah.
And then now we're doing this, and I tell you what a crowd this year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Dude, it was mobbed. I pulled up. I said, "Am I not going to be able to park at the friggin' Farley Plaza?"
I had a hard time myself, but it was moving, so.
Yep.
But, I mean, the free crab fries, there's food trucks here.
Yep.
In Emu, the woman's walking around. There's a petting zoo here.
I didn't see. Is that why the chicken was walking around?
Yeah, he was friends with the Emu.
Okay.
It's a good break.
No, he was. They were together. And a dog in there somewhere, too. I don't know what happened to that one, but. You know, you still see an emu every day.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see the emu. And the car show over there, the classic car
show. Antiques, yep. And then, of course, it culminates, the end of it is the free toll Friday, which we do every single year, and we love to do it. I love to hear the people beep the horns and say thank you and just see people start their day off great. The weekend's happy.
And you go down there for it?
Do you, of course.
On the market, say, go give them the
flag? Yeah, I got the checker flag.
I love it.
I actually get in a cherry picker, and they put me up over.
Oh, really?
You're like three stories up.
Okay.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it's probably not a bright idea. Yeah. But the guy assures him. I have a new driver this year that they put, you know.
And it's windy out there, man. Be careful.
Yeah, yeah. Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
SJT, yeah, you know, that they supply that.
Okay.
You know, because there are partners in this. The South Jersey Transit is our partners.
So where's your shore house at?
My shore is, like, you know, close to here. Like Margate area.
Okay. Yeah. So what is that the... Yeah.
Margate's kind of blowing up lately.
Yeah, it is. Trying,
last five years. Asking about the different age brackets and
Margate tends to be a little, I guess...
A little older?
Yeah. You know what? I used to say it was older, but it's...
A little more money?
A little affluent?
I'm not... I wouldn't know about that. I'm down here. Can't be too affluent. But I like all the shirts. Like, we just had a Mike LeComp here, right?
Yeah. So Mike, legend.
He's a legend. He really
absolutely is.
I'm sure. Yeah. He does like two gigs a day. But so I love going to see him in Wildwood or North Wildwood and South City. I go to.
Yeah.
I go to Avalon.
So you are these shorts next to each other?
They're all, right. Yeah. They're in a row. So you go from Margate. You go Margate, Longport, Ocean City.
Yep.
Ocean City don't have any beer or drinks, so a lot of people just sort of pass over that one. They go, and if you want to eat, though, it's good. They got Mac and Mangoes. They got a lot of stuff there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's good. But then they go to Sea Isle. You just go there. They have the afternoon party, Sunday fun day. It's just, the shore is just something.
Okay.
It's such a treasure to have it so close and to feel like you're so far away.
Yeah. Yeah, you really feel like you're on vacation.
You see the same exact people you see at home.
Yeah.
It's like, I just came to see you on the sand.
Yeah, that, I drove all the way to Farley Plaza. Here you are.
Yeah. How about that? And I paid the tolls. How intelligent was that?
Yeah.
Very good. But I'm glad to be on before. Is Tornado in today?
Yeah, Tornado's in 10 minutes.
He's up next.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so lucky. Tornado's on.
Tornado Shapiro.
I'm going to have to sit around so I don't get out of the earshot.
Yeah. Well, and you got to hear his weekend forecast.
Yeah, what type of forecast is he giving this week?
Well, my guess is 50-50.
and you're going to be involved?
Oh, yeah, I imagine you're involved with some story. Yeah.
But if I can, I'd just like to say why we're here.
Yes.
You know, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
And for all the people who served for our country and paid the ultimate price, thank you so much. Thanks for giving us a free country and to do whatever we want, where everybody can have a free shot and do whatever they want and have enjoyment and have their families and their barbecues. And what stems out of all that badness is actually very nice.
Absolutely.
It brings people together.
Yep, absolutely. And it's good to, you know, we all look at Memorial Day as the kickoff to summer and fun and all that stuff, but the reason behind it, as you said.
Yeah, there's a lot of little ceremonies that go on around. And I go to one on Monday myself.
Yep.
And they do the shooting the guns in the air and they play taps. And, you know, it's just nice. It brings you down, you know?
Absolutely.
It brings you down to where you should be.
Well, we thank you for paying the tolls.
Thanks for driving, guys. It's a little far ride for you guys, but
for us.
Me and Ike's about the same at work.
Fritz, maybe it's a little further.
Yeah, we're South Jersey guys.
We normally have to be the ones who go far.
Yeah.
If you want, I'll let you drive through at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because some people say, I drove through twice.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I'll
drive through.
That's a ritual.
Yeah. I'm just going to hand out my easy pass. If people are going to come through, I'm going to run to the front.
Yeah.
Go again. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely.
All right. Same to you,
thank
brother.
You, Pete.
Listen, what will you have on your barbecue? What do you put?
Because you're vegan. Yeah, a little vegetable kebabs.
A little veggies. Throw some peppers, onions, you know, throw a little sweet potatoes.
They're selling tomato plants here.
What's that smell like?
Never run out of tomatoes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was a little veggies getting
veggies
fried on
with
paste.
The olive oil on the grill. Smells great.
That's grill season when I think of grill season.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. High horse spice.
Kill an animal and drain all its blood out after you pump it full of antibiotics.
Not the emu.
Put it on the grill.
Don't kill the emu.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he can
eat kill the emu.
Okay.
The emu's safe.
The chicken, though, we were eyeing up a little
chicken
earlier.
Chicken was looking good.
Yeah.
You psychos. So thank you, Pete. Free Toll Friday starts at 4 o'clock on the AC Expressway. Thanks to Pete Scirocchi and Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tornado Shapiro's next.
I love getting Spike all hot and bothered. All right.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the official kickoff to summer. Pete getting ready to pay the tolls on the AC Expressway from 4 to 5. A guy who knows Pete Scirocchi very well and knows the weather even better is our very own Tornado Shapiro for the weekend forecast. I assume you have the big holiday weekend forecast, Tornado.
That's right, fella. Trying to manifest some drier and warmer weather in time to start the summer. How about we kick it off with a little music, please?
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
We need sundown to get the buns out for Memorial Day weekend. You know it's the unofficial start of short shorts, mini skirts, and warm fronts. Sundresses, halter tops, and bikinis, mind your zucchini. Get that heat index to rise to the occasion. Come on.
Goodness gracious.
Well, the rest of the day, I give it a 50-50 shot of sunshine.
Of course.
Tonight, it'll stay cool with a possible shot of darkness, low 50, wind out of the south, 13 miles an hour, but fragrant, and Chickies and Pete's giving you free tolls. Reminds me of a traffic gal out of Abseken, WWWGOO, Freeway Fiona. She was free just like the tolls. We called her Easy Pass. Come on. You know, I ran with Frank S. Farley a little bit in the 1960s before he helped pave the way for the expressway. One night it was Pat Farley, myself, we're hanging out with Sal Fasano at the Latin Casino in Cherry Hill. It was myself, Ike, Pete Scirocchi, Pat Farley, Big Sal, and the geeter with the heater. Well, we're eating and drinking and smoking and joking. Nobody wants to get... Somebody out of the blue gets the bright idea. Hey, let's walk to Atlantic City. Well, we got tired halfway down there when Hap Farley said, let's rest right here. And that rest stop has become famous. Next thing you know, they put a Farley's picture up there, and you guys are broadcasting live, eating the world-famous crab fries. By the way, good luck to everybody going down to the water park at the seashore, especially Jeff Lurie. Here's hoping all of his wet and wild dreams come true. Hello!
Yeah, leave him alone.
The Phillies are going for eight in a row tonight in Sacramento. Personally, my streak is at 11 days in a row right now as we speak.
Oh, really?
I'm still reaping the benefits of the Miss Weather Gal pageant and convention earlier this month. Hello. I spent some time in Sacramento with KSAC, the SAC. Hung out with Governor Schwarzenegger. I spent time with Arnold. It was me, Ike Arnold, Adam West, and Arnold's housekeeper. We all had ice cream, and she washed our bowls.
Wait a minute. What?
What?
Our bowls. Bowls. We had ice cream.
Oh.
The housekeeper.
All right.
Arnold had a similar reaction. He told me, never come back. Well, the A's are a bad club. They're so bad they keep changing stadiums to hide from their fans. Are they in Oakland? San Jose? Vegas? Vegas is probably best. Nobody will know how bad they are because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except for that love child I found out about in 1973.
Okay. Wait, you found out in 1973? How old are you, Tornado?
Last time I was in the Bay Area, it was myself, Ike, Mark McGuire, Jose Canseco, and a weather gal by the name of Bonnie Bigums from KBOOM, The Bang. Plenty of shots, no alcohol. Things got crazy when Canseco ran into his old nemesis, Danny Bonaducci. Canseco chased him down the street screaming and yelling. Bonnie and I ended the night playing Connect the Dots on Mark McGuire's back acne. Come on! Another time I had to MC the old-timers game over in Oakland. We went out afterwards to the Golden Corral, myself, Ike, Ricky Henderson, Catfish Hunter, Raleigh Fingers. Catfish only ate meat. Ricky stole five platters, and you didn't want to smell Raleigh's fingers.
Okay, it's time for the forecast. Time to wrap it up. Give us the weekend forecast.
Prepare for cool with the sun going in and out. The warmest day is going to be Monday, and it's only going up to 75. Partly cloudy Monday, 50-50 shot of sun. I'll give it an even shot at precip. If you're at a picnic, remember the sunscreen, but don't forget an umbrella. Protect your family. Don't listen to the haters. This has been the greatest forecast of all time. Outro music, please.
You know, we're going to eventually have to get him his outro music. He wants it so badly.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Hey, Buzz, I know I had it in a different segment. Do you have the Chris Sims audio here? Been a chance. So Chris Sims was ranking quarterbacks with Colin Cowherd, and we know Chris Sims has not always been the biggest Jalen guy.
No. Made a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, here's what he had to say.
Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Matt Stafford, and Herbert, but are you comfortable with tier two?
I would put C.J. Stroud in front of over there in front of Jalen Hurts. We have a little bit of a revisionist history here. He won the Super Bowl, and everybody just forgot about the 10 weeks before that we were like, wait, the passing game and the quarterback was the issue. His top receiver said, what's wrong with the team? The passing game. So how can now you be one of the best quarterbacks in the game? I think I would have C.J. Stroud in his place on that tier.
So, you know, as one of the resident WIP Jalen doubters, mm-hmm. putting C.J. Stroud ahead of him is pretty audacious, considering the season Stroud just had.
Yeah.
Now, the year before, Stroud had a great rookie year. Mm-hmm. Jalen did not have a great 2023. Could absolutely see it, especially when you look at the trajectory of what we all thought Stroud would be.
Yeah.
But Stroud didn't have a great year last year. I don't know. Putting Stroud ahead of him seems a little hatery to me.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, listen, I would not have Stroud even in the same category with Stafford and Jaden Daniels and those guys.
No.
Like C.J. Stroud, sure, you had a nice rookie year, but you followed it up with a subpar second year. I understand injuries at the receiver position. I get all of that. But it's not about making excuses about what you did. So we'll see what he looks like after this year. He gets a chance to get back in there. I still like C.J. Stroud, But
oh yeah, it's not a statement about how you think he might be at some point.
Right.
It's just where he is now.
And for me, see, this is where I disagree with Chris Sims, and I disagree with you and Fritz and anyone who doesn't necessarily have Jalen in that upper echelon class. A, I think it's a year-to-year thing. Until you've proven that you've done it consistently, then you can sort of be grandfathered into that elite status to where you're not necessarily proving yourself every year. And I'll throw Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and I'll even throw Lamar in that category. He's the two-time MVP.
Burrow?
Joe Burrow, yeah. But you know what? The thing that I'll say with Joe Burrow is I like Joe Burrow, but anybody that would argue Joe Burrow's been injured a lot, doesn't make the playoffs every year, sort of living off the 1 year he went to the Super Bowl, like that's a legitimate argument when you want to separate who's done what and who belongs in what category. But I have Joe Burrow in the elite category. Sure. I do. He's in the elite category. Thought he could have easily won the MVP last year. And he'll certainly be a candidate this year. But where I got to put Jalen in there is that there has to be something said for what you ultimately want your quarterback to do. Do you want him to impress you with stats, or do you ultimately want him to lead your team to wins and victories? And I understand last year was about Saquon. I'm not saying it wasn't. But Jalen has shown that he has been the engine for the majority of the wins. They just got Saquon last year. He had already been to a Super Bowl before Saquon. One could argue Jalen has made A.J. better. A.J.'s numbers are better here than they were in Tennessee. Playing with Jalen in this offense with this type of quarterback, as well as the other weapons, brought Saquon to fruition, right? Like, in other words, people have come here and they've gotten better. Yes, they've made Jalen better as well, but it wasn't like Stephon Diggs didn't change Josh Allen's outlook, right?
Now, Diggs left and Josh Allen.
That was last year, he just proved that.
Right.
But before
then. Before then, yes.
It was Stephon Diggs being there.
Sure.
Right? That helped him. Right, and you can say the same with Joe Burrow. He is a great quarterback. He's never been without the best talent. That goes back to his college days as well. He's never been without top talent at the wide receiver position, right? That helps him put up astronomical numbers. Lamar Jackson, he's the only one that you can say from a receiver standpoint has not had the level of talent that the other guys have and still has done what he's done. I'll put him in there. All I'm saying is that I think those other guys, I think Jalen separated himself from the C.J. Strouds and all those guys. Those guys have to fight to get in a category with Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen fought his way into the category with those other four guys. He's gone to two Super Bowls. He's been an MVP candidate. He's been All-Pro. He's been Pro Bowl. Like, he's done all those things.
Do you put Stafford in that category too?
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't view Stafford as an elite quarterback.
Okay.
Very good, though.
Okay.
Very good. I would even say you can make the argument he's definitely a better thrower of the football than Jalen.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he's definitely a better thrower of the football than Jalen.
Yeah.
I think there's an argument for Stafford there. I think there is. I mean, he was back in the division round last year, right? The year before, he took a team with a bunch of young players and carried them to the playoffs the year before. So I think there's an argument for Stafford to be there.
It's a big year for him, by the way. And I know he's later
and
in his
career.
And he's older. But I think what he does over the next 3 years, I think, will help determine how he's remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he could be remembered either way. If they have another run, if they happen to get to another Super Bowl, even if they don't win one, I think Stafford gets remembered as, like, maybe not all-time great, not Peyton Manning and Tom
I wouldn't
Brady.
Put him there.
But below that,
the
level below that, I think you could make it, if he gets to another Super Bowl, you could make an argument he's been.
Oh, yeah.
Like over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For
like,
sure.
Like now, Rodgers, to your eye, Rodgers was outstanding and made
but he came
the
up
good,
short in
but,
big
yeah,
games.
But he
yeah.
did. But he did.
He did. Yeah, Stafford, I would say, I mean, I've been impressed with Stafford's career as a Ram. even though with all the numbers he put up in Detroit, I thought he underachieved in Detroit.
Sure, yeah.
At least he went on and won a Super Bowl, and I think those Rams teams the last 2 years have overachieved.
Oh, absolutely.
Like they've overachieved.
Absolutely. 215-592-9494. All right, so Memorial Day weekend. We're here, you know, by the AC Expressway. Maybe you're going down the shore. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not until, I don't know, Sunday or something. Colonial Hyundai is hooking you up this Memorial Day weekend with the Memorial Day weekend sales event. So Thursday, which is yesterday, today, Saturday, and Memorial Day, two things you get to choose from at Colonial. Everybody does. One, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. Any new Hyundai that's up to 10 grand. You want a Palisade, you want an Ioniq, you want an Elantra, whatever it is, Tucson, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. Or you get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. You could push it up there. Could have two wheels. Might be missing a steering wheel. What is going on?
It's the smallest little dog.
It's a dog. Okay.
So loud.
I didn't know if it was a person or a dog. Just wanted to make sure it was a dog.
I thought it was Seltzer.
Yeah. Colonial Hyundai, all weekend long, 20% off or $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And you're going to get the best financing in the business. Rates as low as 0%. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Okay, Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks. Experience the difference at Marks-Jewelers.com. Who is a bigger deal, Metallica or Beyonce? That is the Twitter question.
Wow. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What do you think? What do you think?
Well, Beyonce.
What do you think the percentage is at?
I would go 70% Beyonce.
65.2%. Metallica.
Wow.
That's our fan base.
Yeah. Well, you get Metallica's been around 40 years. They're playing the Link. Let's not act like it's a club band or something.
Well, I mean, I probably wouldn't know their music.
You would know some songs.
I mean, I probably would know some of their
songs.
Yeah,
you would know some.
I certainly know more Beyonce songs than
that's for sure. Yeah, you would know some Metallica songs. I think we'd probably get to five.
I think
recognize?
So. I think
you know, so, recognize yes. five? Yeah. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
Hey, happy Memorial Day, fellas. And I'm about to go off in a minute.
Let him cook.
What the hell is Elliot talking about? What the hell? I think we don't know. Supposed to open a checkbook. Like, that's a big deal, opening a damn checkbook.
Well, it is compared to other owners. Not every owner opens their checkbook. No,
that's some kind of checkbook, man. That ain't nothing, man. Open up the damn checkbook.
Were you around for Ed Snyder and Harold Katz with the Sixers who didn't want to open up their checkbook? It is a big deal.
It's different now because we have a cat. You have to open up stuff.
Nope. That's not true. I mean, there's luxury tax.
I don't want to talk about it.
You were about to go off 30 seconds ago. Now you don't want to talk about it.
Listen, Jack, did you swim?
Did I swim?
Yeah, do you swim in a pool? Do you swim in an ocean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm Michael Phelps, but I can swim.
Okay, listen, stop right there. You're the only foxhole guy there. In the summer. What the hell's wrong with you, Ike? Oh, let him go to my chef. Let me sit.
And then dip his toes in spike. Yeah.
Me too, yeah.
You don't know what's in there.
Exactly. I don't trust the water.
Wait a minute. Have you ever watched, like, Discovery Channel or something? See what's in the friggin' ocean?
Yeah. I was swimming in the pool when I was swimming in the ocean when Jaws was out.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Jaworski.
Mr. Tough Aaron. Yes. With your swimmies.
Foxhole Jack. That's
yep.
Yeah, let him go. He can go in there.
Yeah. By the way, we're in.
He's a hole, all right.
By the way, we're in New Jersey. We're not in, like, you know, where the scary parts of the ocean.
There's sharks in New Jersey.
Not real ones.
Yeah, they are.
Who are you kidding?
Oh, now, what's the bit? Was it a great white?
Well, I mean, you needed.
Does it have to be a great white?
Yeah.
Well, like, what do you think we're doing here? There's some jellyfish.
Yeah, I don't want to step on a jellyfish.
You go to Cape May, there's nice dolphins.
I've seen the dolphins in Cape May.
You ever swam with dolphins?
No.
Let me give you this. The brothers.
Swam. That's not a word.
Can I?
Loud and clear.
We used to go to AC back in the day. That's all we did. That's all our family.
Oh. So I'm glad somebody from the delegation stepped up. Is that where we go to the AC?
Yeah, back in the day we did. We don't go no more.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Wildwood, North Wildwood. We do that. We don't hit all these little beaches, all between and all that. That ain't for us. We don't go down there. We don't hit all Avalon.
Well, you're allowed.
We don't go there.
Yeah, I know.
We skip them and go City, Maryland. We go to Ocean City, Maryland, or we go to, like, the Delaware Beach.
Okay.
Ocean City, Maryland, Delaware beaches are great. Okay. Yeah, I'm a Delaware guy.
Okay, yeah, that's what we do. We don't stop in them other ones going down. We don't stop there. What's wrong with you, man? It's too much. Like, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that.
With certain rules? Like that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules down here. They ain't tell you about rules down here, Jack. It's ruling. Very ruling down here.
They didn't tell you about the rules.
We got out of there. I'm all in with the Philly. I'm all in.
Oh, there it is.
But they got to do something, though, Jack. They got to do something.
They do.
When Painter come up, is he going to start or are you going to go to the bullpen?
He's starting.
So who's going to go to the bullpen?
I think they're probably going to go six, man. Well, and, like, it depends on Nola being healthy. But, like, they're probably just going to go to a six-man rotation. There's no one going to the bullpen right now. They're all pitching too well.
Well, Taiwan will be in the bullpen.
Taiwan's already gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Taiwan will be in the bullpen.
Just keep bouncing back and forth.
Yeah. Well, there'll be an update on that in the High Hope Shacky Baseball.
So we need somebody to get in the bullpen for the stretch run. We need somebody in there.
I like this six-man rotation with Painter there because that way you use him less and you have him for longer, you know?
Mm-hmm. What do you love or hate about the summer?
Yeah, what do you love or hate? Yeah, for next question. We all know you want those Thomas Rhett tickets.
I don't want none of those tickets.
No. All right.
It's my birthday in the summer.
Uh-huh.
I love it. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, in June.
All right. Okay.
Big A. I don't even want to know how old you'll be.
No, Big. I think Big A's younger than you think.
Yeah, I don't think he's 60 yet.
Really?
Okay. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, he talks
well,
like
because Aaron's in his probably in
early
his 30s.
Yeah.
Aaron's in his 30s. So.
Big Aaron talks like he's like 75
I know.
Or 80.
Yeah. He's, yeah. I don't think he's 60.
No, we met him. He's not in his 70s or 80s.
No.
We met him at Chickies.
So earlier when you were arguing with Elliot about Sixers ownership and you brought up Harold Katz.
Yeah.
And then he brought back up Harold Katz. Do you think he had any idea who that was?
He has no idea.
He has no idea who Harold Katz is, right?
He can't.
Oh, Big A?
No, we're talking about Elliot.
Elliot.
Oh.
Because Elliot brought him up in his argument earlier.
And, did he?
Yeah, after Spike said it earlier in the argument.
Yeah. Oh.
And knowing Elliot, like I think I know Elliot, there's a 0% chance he'd ever heard who Harold Katz was before you.
Well, I don't know. He probably to get ready for the debate with Rhea.
I know. Maybe.
He might have looked up some stuff.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. He might have just picking up the context clues of what I said.
Yeah.
Because Harold Katz was a cheap owner.
Well, that's his thing. And it's his basically saying that Joshua Harris isn't those guys.
Yeah, and he's not.
Right.
He's not. I think I understand why people don't like Josh Harris. Let's put it that way. Like, I understand why people don't think he's a good owner. He is. The thing that you pointed about him not being around, what it does is he doesn't get any leeway.
Yep.
You know, if they – sure, the team has been better than it was. And if they had won a championship, I don't think anybody would care about Josh Harris at all. But when you don't win a championship, that other stuff buys you – a little bit of – and by the way, you know, John Middleton is around. If this team in the next 2 or 3 years doesn't get there, he's going to see heat.
He'll
too.
Catch heat. Yep.
But he won't catch as much heat as Josh Harris does, I don't think, because he's around and he is seen as a fan.
And by the way, I don't think Joshua Harris is a bad owner.
No, he's not.
I don't think he's a bad owner.
Yeah.
I was just trying to really convey to Elliot why most people – Which I think is a big part of the reason why they don't connect with him.
Sure, yeah.
And won't just give him the benefit of the doubt.
He's not around.
Yeah.
You know, he's not around. He doesn't seem like he's engaged. He doesn't, you know. Now,
it's a team he owns.
Yeah.
Like, it's another business.
Yeah, he just doesn't.
It's another business.
He doesn't look at these things. And I do think there are going to be more owners like him in the next 25 years. Mm-hmm. We'll see owners that are spread around that own a bunch of different things. But, like, that's not what people want.
You can do that in Miami, LA. Like, yeah, you can do that in some of those other cities.
But Jeff Lurie probably has a bunch of different investments.
I agree.
But we don't see him sitting, you know, sideline of a, you know, he didn't buy the Celtics.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He didn't. So, all right, coming up next, the final debate of debate days.
Yes.
Morgani versus Bros.
Speaking of owners,
what?
Who owned the Flyers?
Comcast Spectacor.
Okay.
Yeah. It was at Snyder, but under Comcast or whatever. Yeah. Comcast owns them. Yeah.
All right.
Faceless
owner.
I guess Jonesy is the face now. He's not an owner, but Jonesy is the face.
Are we like the Packers now?
Who is it?
Isn't it Dan Hafferty?
Hilferty.
Who's trying to act like you know hockey?
It's not that I know hockey. I think he's the face of the group.
The face of Comcast Spectacor.
Yes.
All right. So that is next. Also,
deny that.
Your chance to be in or out on the Phils by 6 p.m. That's the deadline. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic
salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.